This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
All right, hour number two underway on a feel-good football Friday. Nice to have you with us on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. JT the Vic back in our D.C. Half Street studios. I'm working from the home studio today because we have the Best Buddies Gala tonight at the Reagan National Building. If you still want to get in, there's tickets available or bid on the silent auction, which is going right now, bestbuddiesvadc.com. Lots of great packages, including a ton of Commanders packages. The Commanders donated four tickets, parking, four sideline passes for the December 20th Eagles game, which you can bid on right now. Sam Cosmi and his wife Blair donated four tickets to the Lions game as part of our live auction tonight, and as well parking and a signed autograph jersey and all that stuff. The Capitals have some great packages. The Nationals, Wizards, there's jerseys, all sorts of stuff. So go check it out. Best Buddies, VADC. .com, in case you can't join us again, silent auction now until about roughly 8 o'clock tonight, somewhere in that range. But get in now. If you have any questions, just send me a little message and I'll try and get back to you as quickly as I can. But joining us right now is a very busy man. He doesn't have time for any nonsense. He is grinding away as always. He is in Ashburn at Command Land right now as we speak, with a little bit of a different Friday schedule than normal. My guy Ben Standing is with us. You can follow him, of course, if you're not already doing so, and you damn well should be, on Twitter and X at Ben Standing. You can, of course, read him now on Substack, because now he's on Substack, and this is where his Commanders coverage belongs, baby. And as well, listen to the Last Man Standing podcast. Hello, Benjamin. How are you?
Chris, I am doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you making some time for us. I know we're going back and forth trying to schedule some things. A little bit of a different feel this week, right? Do you take any, before we talk about all the problems, and there are numerous, do you take anything from the last time? 2 weeks ago, they played in a Monday night game. They did a player recovery day on Friday, 2 weeks ago, after having practice Wednesday, Thursday, and then they had a Saturday practice with a day of recovery in between. This week, they changed it up and just went day of recovery on Wednesday in addition to the day off on Tuesday, and then went Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the three main practices. You take anything at all from that or no?
I mean, obviously it could be some sort of sense of, hey, maybe we need to change things up. But, you know, they have, as we know, they've been beat up with injuries all year, and it may have just been at that point when it was, you know, more injuries than they're kind of dealing with now, with Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel practicing, that, and Sam Cosmi back too, that like, hey, maybe we need to like give our guys, you know, a little bit of an create some breaks here, or whatever they thought they needed to do to get these guys as healthy as possible. Whereas now, like I said, you know, there's always going to be some injuries, but the bulk of the guys are, you know, the main pieces are back. So I'm guessing it's sort of just that, but yeah, you know, who knows? Any given week, these guys are, you know, they're trying to figure out what makes the most sense for where they are mm-hmm. at that given moment in time.
Which makes sense. And obviously you change some things around because maybe you didn't like how it worked, or maybe, like you said, the injuries are just so much more and what have you. And you do have these extra days built into these weeks. Now, the contrary is next week when you're trying to get your quarterback back, and hopefully, presumably, Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel have already returned, you're dealing with a short week and a very, you know, kind of helter-skelter week because you're going from Monday night on the road to Sunday night on a short week. So we'll see how they do that. All right. I wanted to get into, I guess, the context of what we were talking about throughout our number one and what I know you guys heard from Joe Wynn and Dan Quinn yesterday, which is the simplification of the defensive calls. That's what they've identified as, like, basically the main problem, or at least what they're telling you guys and what they're telling the fans in these press conferences. Aha, Eureka, we've discovered this is the thing. Now, Ben, I think this obviously makes sense. I don't know what the calls are, but I'm all for reducing and simplifying and making it mentally less taxing. Do you think this will make an impact on Monday night without us being able to say, okay, well, they're going to go from this to this, and absolutely it will make it easier?
Well, you know, look, to your point of, like, we don't know exactly the calls, and we're kind of going off of what they're suggesting here is something they can do. And the logic makes sense. I mean, for any of us, right? The more information that you have to decipher, the harder it is to just simply react to whatever the moment is, you know? So, you know, it's like getting directions when you're driving. If it's clean, it says turn right, you turn right. But if it's like at the fork, go here, go under this overpass, you're like, wait, what's going on? And then all of a sudden you miss your exit. You know, so I think there's probably something to that. And, you know, I think, you know, the larger point is that they're like, hey, we believe we have speed on this defense, but it's not showing up. And I think as those of us who are watching the games can say that that's accurate. And, you know, they're hoping that this will be able to unlock some of that. But, you know, look, I think the other thing is, you know, we use the term in basketball often, like junk defense, when a team is sort of, you know, missing pieces, big men, what have you, and they just have to throw guys out there. I mean, this is kind of where this defense is at right now. The defensive end situation is, you know, fairly bleak. I mean, the only guys who are really, like, every down defensive end body types are Preston Smith and Jalen Holmes. And everybody else is either, you know, like a sleeker edge defender,
right,
or a tackle who might have to go play outside.
Right.
So they're having to figure out ways to just shake things up, period. And that's going to probably include getting more linebackers on the field at times. So I feel like they're, you know, it's not just even what they're saying. I feel like they're having to make some big adjustments here potentially. And when you're doing that, it's just probably be easier to, like, all right, look, let's get everybody's on the same page. We don't have to go through all these layers, mm-hmm. as they're saying, let's just do this and that and kind of figure where we're at.
Ben Standig with us live from Ashburn, Last Man Standing on Substack, and as well the podcast. Check it out, subscribe, and help our guy out, and read his excellent coverage of, and listen to his excellent coverage of the Washington Commanders. Again, a little bit of a different schedule this week, so the guys are still out on the practice field as they get set for Monday Night Football. When they say, you know, unlocking some of the speed, do we take that to mean, like, the Quan Martin types and the Marshawn Lattimore types and maybe Mikey Sanristel types? Or do we mean, like, supplementing more Jordan McGee instead of, you know, what did he play, 18 or 19 snaps, or maybe whatever it was last week in Dallas, and that was up from the previous week? Like, is that what do you think that's what they're talking about, or do you think it's unlocking the speed on the back end, which has been a problem for them to be in the right spot?
Yeah, I mean, I think on a base level, it's probably unlocking the speed in the back. I mean, they've talked about, you know, needing better communication all year. Typically, that's going to be the secondary, right? Because they're everybody's talking to each other, but the secondary is typically where we're saying, hey, you got this guy, you got to, you know, whatever it might be. But then, yeah, I do think Jordan McGee, I mean, Joe Witt said as much today. I do think he's going to play more. The snaps last week were a little skewed because they Bobby Wagner never leaves the field, but he did at the end of that game because it was such a blowout. I don't see this as, like, anything to do with Bobby Wagner, just for those who think it does. Again, I just think this is like, hey, you've run out of, you know, some of the main ingredients, so now what else do we have in the cupboard to try to get this meal right? And one thing they have is these linebackers. I mean, Witt even mentioned a guy like Kane Madrano today, who's sort of this hybrid linebacker safety, has not played defense yet this year, the sixth-round pick. Mm-hmm. But stylistically, he would make sense kind of for where they're right. where they're at. They need somebody who can, you know, have enough athleticism and speed to cover, say, tight ends, but also, you know, enough of a – he's not the biggest guy, but, I mean, enough of a – you know, willingness to go in there and tackle, to be able to play up front if need be. So, yeah, they have again, I think to me this is just who's available and how do we maximize them. And to that end, getting more speed on the field is going to be a byproduct of it, I would think. So, yeah, I think it's all those factors. But you got to get the secondary more, in line. We've just seen too many breaks, too many miscommunications, poor tackling, what have you. I'm not saying that everything is on them, of course, but just – you know, that to me, if you're going to unlock speed off of what we know, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, one way to also reduce, you know, the whole defensive end problem and allow maybe more of Jordan McGee and potentially Kane Madrano is to play more 3-4, which we've seen them start to, you know, evolve more into. But that's one way to kind of, I guess, add to that and allow some of that speed to play more. And your thoughts on that, number one, and number two, I forgot about this. Do you remember, or did you pick up or talk to anybody this week when Wagner did come out of that game at the end last week, do you know what they were doing with the whole green dot thing? Because I've been trying to think about this all year, and like the NFL has this wacky policy where guys are listed as backups and their helmets are implanted with a microphone, but only one player is allowed to have it turned on at a time. So if Bobby Wagner comes off the field, then somebody else has to not only get their microphone turned on, which is not that big of a deal, but they've got to report to the officials, or it's an illegal substitution penalty if they're wearing the green dot. Do you know who was doing that by any chance? Because I don't.
Yeah, no, it's a great question, and it's one I've been wondering in the sense of, look, Bobby Wagner's still playing at a pretty good level, but in coverage, you know, he can be a liability if the other team matches up correctly. So, you know, okay, if you want to take him off the field for that, then what happens with that, with the signal calling? I don't know. I'm going to find out because, A, you asked, and B, I am curious myself.
My guy.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I presume it was McGee, but I could be wrong. I mean, he's a second-year guy. Just because it's the same position, maybe he may not be. I think with Jordan McGee, it's not his issue has not been the athleticism, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's sort of the football instincts and just, you know, yep. understanding where he needs to be on any given place. And maybe you don't want him with the signals. But, yes, it's a good question, and one that really matters when, you know, should there be a bigger picture aspect at some point of, hey, do we need to start sitting some of the vets, whoever they mm-hmm. may be, including a 35-year-old Wagner
yeah.
for younger guys. I mean, that's a conversation for further down the line if things keep going south or go south. But yeah, no, it's a good question.
Yeah, and this isn't about, like, anti-Bobby Wagner or anything. This is just about getting the better personnel on the field and getting faster and quicker and younger and so on. And let's be honest, Bobby Wagner's on a one-year contract, and right now, if you had to guess, I would strongly guess that this is probably his last year here. Can't say for sure, but probably his last year here. So you're going to have to start kind of thinking about next year at some point anyway. All right. We'll leave that. We'll see if you can come up with something on that. That would be awesome if you can. All right. Let's ask you this on offense. I know obviously you guys don't get to see a lot of practice, but were you able to see Debo and Terry go through whatever media portion today, were you able to pick up anything? Do they look comfortable? I mean, they looked happy yesterday in a video clip that I saw, and they looked, you know, fine, but I don't know how much you can tell. Were you able to pick up anything?
Not really. I mean, you know, they were – it didn't look anything different than it did yesterday, and both of them looked, you know, fine. And Terry in particular, again, we hadn't seen him for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I'll leave let the Twitter doctors decide whether his cut suggests he's not ready to go or not, but – you know, to me, he looked, you know, fairly reasonable. Obviously, it's going to be some timing and some kind of rust. It's not just he missed four games. He, you know, as we know, didn't participate all summer. So he's coming from a reps disadvantage across the board. But, you know, I think in general, they both looked fine. And, you know, to a degree, I think the situation got so bleak, in my view, last week that just their mere presence on the field, even if they're not 100%, is going to be a big difference, because you have to respect their abilities versus, you know, no, again, no disrespect to Chris Moore and Robbie Chosen and the two kids, but, like, you know, as we've seen, the defense of the last couple of weeks have just been basically daring Washington to throw the ball down the field and outside. Mm-hmm. Now they're not going to do that with McLaurin and Debo back. So, you know, hopefully they're as close to 100% as you can be, and that, you know, they're not being put in a position where these injuries will continue to linger. But, yeah, they desperately are needed, no doubt about it.
Ben Standing with us from Ashburn. Commander still on the practice field because of the weird schedule this week with the Monday Nighter. You can check him out. Lastmanstanding.substack.com is how you can read and subscribe, as well the Last Man Standing podcast. And you hear him regularly here on the Team 980. So when it comes to the – so I argued I think the defense will be a little bit better than it was certainly last Sunday against Dak and the Cowboys and whatever. I mean, I don't know what that means. Maybe they only allow 27 points, 28 points, whatever it is, and they give themselves at least a chance. But for me, the hard part about this game is I don't know how they get enough from the defense and, oh, by the way, enough from the offense, even though it's likely that Debo and Terry are coming back, with Jaden out, Mariota in, against more important. Importantly, a still pretty good Kansas City defense. Now, maybe they're not blitzing and as aggressive as they normally are on the Spags, but that is still a pretty good three-layer defense that they're going to have to figure out and probably score at least 24 points against to give themselves a chance on Monday night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the offense by and large, considering all that is, you know, all the games, missed games, all the pieces, Jaden now will be missing a third game, all that. You know, the offense has largely been pretty solid, right? If the defense had just been good enough in a few of these games, you know, maybe they could have picked up an extra win somewhere along the way. But yes, to their point, the way the defense has gone, yeah, I don't know what the number is, but it does feel like, you know, you're going to have to outscore Kansas City rather than, like, it's not going to be a defensive struggle. You wouldn't think that based on the way the Chiefs are going. I think the thing that Washington is going to have to do that they haven't done all year is generate turnovers on defense. Because I don't really see them slowing down Mahomes, mm-hmm. but they're going to have to hope that, you know, a tip pass lands in the arms of a defender or, you know, whatever it might be that creates opportunities, not just, you know, hold them to a field goal, but actually get the ball. Again, that's easier said than done when you haven't done it all year. But that's kind of where I think this team is at right now. The margin of error, especially without Jaden, is basically non-existent. They have to play incredibly clean. I mean, that's what was so demoralizing, I think, about the game about last week. You know, they score that touchdown late in the first half. It's 20-15. They're getting the ball back first, and then to give up a, you know, Dallas gets the ball 40 seconds left and just immediately drives down the field.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, you can't have that. And unfortunately,
well, you know what was frustrating about that, Ben? They started that drive with a sack and a 7-yard loss. And then they got carved up on that 45-yarder. That was a perfect pass. And Marshawn wasn't that far off. But, I mean, my goodness, how do you let that big play followed by, wasn't it a big run, like 28 yards or something like that from Javonte? Well, it was like, you know, you get that series off to a good start, and you think, like, everything's going your way, and then it just immediately evaporates.
It's actually been a weird second and long this year has been, like, their most troubling down, which is bizarre, obviously. So, yeah, no, I mean, that's the thing. Like, we were talking before the game, before practice today, a few of us, or during practice, I guess I should say, and it was just like, boy, you know, if they had just done this and if they had just done that, things mm-hmm. could be different. I mean, you could say that about every team in the league, realistically. The thing is, though, like, it's hard to look at this team and think that they have been playing at a high level, a playoff level, the majority of the time. They look good against the Giants and the Raiders. We know what those teams are like. Give them all the credit for what they did in the last three quarters against the Chargers. But the other games just haven't been close to being good enough. And, you know, last year the offense clearly picked the defense up over and over and over again. This year, when the offense is the one having the injuries, the defense just has not been able to do that for the most part. So, you know, I you know, to go back to the conversation earlier about slowing things down and simplifying the play calls, I think a part of it is, again, not only are they missing defensive ends, they don't really have a lot of options. Like, you can say bench Marshawn Lattimore, but for what? Like, it's not like, you know, what are they doing that's going to be better than that. You know, Bobby Wagner, sort of the same thing. He's a
right.
He's a one of one. Like, what? Like, there's no. It's not like there's an obvious option. Whereas, like, say on offense, when they did the swapping of the guards, yeah, that was a reasonable call just because all four of those guys, you know, to some degree are comparable in options. And they just went head to head. Let's see these guys. And obviously, Chris Paul has worked out. But you don't have that on defense, especially you could have maybe with the defensive line. That was before the injuries. So, mm-hmm. You know, I just think that you know, they just don't have so many options.
Yeah.
But what they do, they've got to figure out a way to be, you know, a little firmer there. Otherwise, you know, the offense has to be pretty perfect.
Yeah, the only thing I could think of in my feeble little brain is, again, playing more 3-4, right? And also, if you want to get real desperate, you know, maybe put Lattimore more as a safety and put Sanders still outside and with Jonathan Jones back. I don't know. It doesn't seem like they're going to do that, although I guess Joe Witt did indicate that there could be some personnel changes. We'll see on Monday night. I know you got to get back to it. I appreciate you making some time for us. I hope they're taking good care of you guys out there today. And thank you, as always, my friend. And everybody should check out Last Man Standing on Substack and as well the podcast Ben Standing, of course, on Twitter at Ben Standing. Thank you, pal. Appreciate you.
Rooster, always appreciate you having me on. Thanks, man.
My guy, Ben Standing, live from Ashburn, giving us the latest on a messy Commander situation. All right, back in a flash, we'll finally be able to get a couple of your calls in. If you want to make them, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Again, return of the Zabe coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, plus our dueling Super Sunday six-packs. That's right. Linnell does a Super Six-Pack for every day ending in Y. I just do one on Friday, and it's the best power-packed segment in the history of radio and mankind. Right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, coming up about an hour from now, we'll have our dueling Super Sunday six-pack. Six games against the NFL spread, which will include the Chiefs-Commanders Monday nighter. We are on a heater, by the way. I just got to toot my own horn, which is something I never do. last week, last week. We were 4-2. The week before that, 5-1. And overall, we are 24-18 against the spread. Not bad for an amateur like myself. I mean, if I was only smarter like those Vegas handicappers who have been predicting, and by their lines and the odds, that the Baltimore Ravens were going to get up off the ashes out of the coffin like the Undertaker with Paul Bearer at his side. By the way, have the Ravens as 6.5-point favorites without even knowing that Lamar Jackson is absolutely going to play. I mean, we think he's going to play, but we don't know for sure. We might be hearing that pick coming up in our Super Sunday six pack. I'm just saying, we might be hearing that. But last week, 4-2, we did beat the win with the Commanders, with the Cowboys minus the one. When we made the pick, I think it got up to like -1.5 or 2, depending on where you had it. But we did get that. Okay, that was pretty easy to see. But we lost two games that actually we were right on the winners, but just off a little bit on the point spread. We had Denver -7 over the Giants, and they, of course, eked out a 1-point win at home. We had the Packers -6.5 over Arizona, and they only won by 4. But we hit the Bears -5 over the Saints, Patriots -7 over the Tennessee Titans, Panthers -1.5 against the Jets, and again, the Cowboys, when we had it at -1 over the Commanders, which again, obviously they won by 22 points. All right. We'll also, do our top six teams in the NFL in order. And last week we had Denver at #1. And Tampa at #2. Will they stay there? We will see. All right, let's finally get a call or two in here, or at least one right now. Let's go to the Mark and Largo show, because Mark has been waiting very patiently. And, you know, some people are convinced that I don't like you, Mark, but I do like you.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I think I'm your favorite. Favorite call?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I would. Yeah, I don't know if I would say that. I mean,
yeah, I'll say the top five. But maybe I annoy you sometimes too. You know what?
Well, you annoy me when you do the Mark and Largo show and you completely go off topic.
When I go off the rails, yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Yes. You heard the whole Joe Witt press conference, correct?
Yes.
What did you think of? Do you think that's a guy that sounds confident, or
no,
someone that's just?
No, I think he sounds tired, and I think he sounds a little bit bamboozled, that he can't get these guys to figure out what he wants them to do and how they need to play, whether it's speed, whether it's confusion, whether it's miscommunication, whether it's running into each other. He can't figure out how they were so good during the offseason, especially in the secondary, and have been so bad since the season started. And the obvious and logical answer is, well, in training camp, they didn't have to go against Terry McLaurin. They didn't have to go against Noah Brown. And Debo was the only one that really had a good camp, and he roasted them many a time. So, like, they didn't really go against a good wide receiver group in the preseason, and yet we all walked away saying, you know what, listen, they're playing well, but is it because they're good, or is it because, again, they weren't going against anybody, and we quickly found out what the answer to that was?
Let me ask you something, Chris, and I think this is a very fair question no one's asked. Before Marshon Lattimore got here, even in 23, now they gave up some plays in 23. We all know that they gave up a lot of plays in 23, but they didn't give up plays like this in 23. It seems like even the Raider game, they gave up huge chunks of plays, which I thought was insane, in the passing game. And let me ask you, were they, before Marshon was here last year, were they this bad? Or, I mean, because I'm starting to think it could be him, and that could be the bigger issue.
I think what happened was last year they struggled so much to set the edge and to stop the run that teams were picking on them more in that area. The secondary actually was pretty largely okay, if not fine, in coverage and didn't allow the huge busts. That's why we were all so confident and hoping that Mikey Sandristil and Quan Martin were going to take another step forward. And if Lattimore could just stay healthy, and if Amos was what they thought, man, they could have a lights out secondary or a pretty good secondary. And boy, has it been just the opposite. I disagree a little bit, though. In 2023, they gave up some monster explosives. I would have to go back and get the number, but I remember it was like at least 20, I want to say like 18 to 20 plays of 40 yards or more. And I mean, I could cite you a bunch of different games, but the game that immediately comes to mind is that Miami game in early December at FedEx Field, where Tyreek Hill and Tua Tagovailoa just torched them, starting on the opening drive and never let up. And you see now how bad Tua is, and you see how bad that defense was, and they knew that. So I disagree with you. Back in 2023, they were pretty bad, allowing way too many explosives. Last year was much better in that, but they got ambushed on the run. This year, they tried to fix the run, did for the most part, now getting ambushed on the back end. And the worst part about the last two games is they're kind of getting ambushed both ways.
Yeah. The last two games have been pretty, well, really, the last game was really bad on both sides. I would say the Bears game, it wasn't that bad on the passing game. It's just they gave us so much on the running game. I don't know if it was rain or anything like that. But, yeah, we just have to hold it in prayer on Monday. They just got to be aggressive. They got to be aggressive, and they got to know their assignments.
Doesn't sound like they're planning. It doesn't sound like, I want to emphasize, sound like, because they're not obviously going to give us the game plan. I appreciate you, Mark. I got to let you run. It doesn't sound like they're going to be uber aggressive like we want them to. I got a number on the Kansas City Chiefs, though, right? We all think of Spags and the Kansas City Chiefs being uber aggressive. I'll give you that number when we come back on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All righty, boys and girls, children of all ages, on a feel-good football Friday, the Zabe is back about 20 minutes from right now. Steve Zabin will join us. He'll be hosting tomorrow on both Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan from noon until 3 as the Zabe is back. So looking forward to having Steve Zabin on the show to welcome him back. JT the Vic is with us today. You can hop in 301-230-0980. Let's get back to it on the phones before we get to Marcus and Brandywine. Here we go. Paulie is with us. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Hail to the W, man.
Hail to the Paulie. What's going on?
Hey, man. A couple of things. I got like two, maybe three things I want to discuss that you're talking about.
Yes.
All right. As far as Joe Witt saying about the lineage, the verbiage or whatever, I mean, you got to sound like to me what he's saying is, okay, we're going to take out of the audibles on defense in the play call, and we're just going to do a check with me on the field. Now, that could work, but what if you got a team or offense that's doing tempo? You know, you need to have these audibles. So what he's saying is we're going to take it out of the play call and not assume everybody knows what to do, and we'll – have it verbally, the message sent on the field. Okay. Like I said, it could work, but it's going to take a couple of weeks for, you know, you iron all the wrinkles out of that anyways. So, and another thing is, you know, we talked about the big plays they've given up before the halves in the end of the game, the Cowboys, the Bears, Atlanta, four plays or less. A lot of them looks is coming in a single high safety. Why are we playing a single high safety look? We don't have Sean Taylor back there. All right, your corners are kind of struggling. All right, so if anything, I would think you would have two deep safeties back there. That way you kind of protect the sidelines. And it takes me back to training camp when they hyped up Quan Martin all training camp. Anytime you ask Quinn or Witt about the one player that was looking good, they always said Quan Martin. And now I see why, because they put a lot on his plate. And there's a lot on his plate, that safety's plate, when you run in a single high safety. And Illinois, he was an in-the-box safety. So I think they need to get
but
out of that.
Paulie, was that part? Do you think part of the plan with that is, A, that fits Quan Martin's skill set, one, no, and B, the emphasis on stopping the run?
There you go. I think it's B. I think they wanted an extra player closer to the line to stop the run. So they figure, okay, he did a solid job last year. Let's put a little bit more on his plate and run some of this single high safety look. That single high safety look has burned us all year long, especially in long distance.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Some people have suggested they should play more cover three, which is what Quinn and Norton ran in Seattle and all that. Well, that requires you to have a good single high safety. They don't have one, period.
Exactly. Now, if it was me, I would run, and I used to hate this defense with Ron Rivera running because we didn't have the personnel for it. We had a bunch of defensive ends. But we ain't got a bunch of defensive ends on this team right now. I would run a 5-2 defense. I would put Eddie Goldman on the nose. I have Payne and Kinlaw on the end. I have Luvu as a rush in, Miller as a rush in, and I have McGee and Bobby as the two linebackers. And that way you got an extra guy on there to stop the run with a tackle, you know what I mean? And you got your guys with a little speed and a little range of athleticism on the edges. That's the defense I actually would run. I thought about this last night.
You had an epiphany. You had an epiphany. Is that what you're telling me? You had an epiphany?
Hey, Russell, man. Yeah. I love you, man. Happy Friday.
Love you too, Paulie. Hail to you, Paulie. I appreciate you. That's a good Paulie. How about that? That's a calm, docile, happy Paulie. He went to the game last week. He sent me a picture of him and his friend in Arlington. And he wasn't that bummed out, wasn't that angry. If you guys are making the trip to Kansas, I mean, I will say this. This is the one trip. Like, if I wasn't going to Madrid and Barcelona for the Dolphins and for a little vacation in mid-November, this is the one trip I would have wanted to make. You know, I've been to Green Bay once. I would love to go back, but I've been there once. I've never been to Arrowhead. The entire 6-year time that I traveled with, the Redskins, we never played a single game at Arrowhead. Kansas City played here. We never played a single game at Arrowhead. Preseason, regular season, all of that. And, of course, as soon as I got off the beat, as soon as I stopped traveling, the Commanders have played there like 4 times since. Preseason, regular season, it's just been constant. And yet, you know, I've never gotten a chance to go. Arrowhead on a Monday night is going to be rocking and rolling. I mean, you are going to smell that barbecue if you're going. And you know, it's going to be a great atmosphere. The Chiefs are playing real well right now. Everybody believes the Chiefs are going to rock and roll on Monday night. You know, it's like people have conjured up the upset in 2014 in October in Dallas against Tony Romo and the Cowboys in that overtime game in which my guy has blitzed the snot out of them, and they had like 8 sacks and Colt McCoy and no means no and all that stuff. That's not the Monday night game I've been kind of thinking about. I've been kind of thinking about that Monday night win in Philadelphia a couple of years ago. Remember that? Where they ran the hell out of the ball in the first half. They forced 4 takeaways, and they won a game that, again, nobody really gave them a chance to win against what was previously the Eagles had one loss or undefeated. I can't remember if they had one loss or if they were undefeated. I think they had one loss. And it was the Steelers on that weird Monday afternoon, evening, COVID in Pittsburgh. Remember when the game got pushed back from Sunday to Monday because the Steelers were undefeated in 2020 going into that game. So I keep thinking about those two games. This team has conjured up, I don't know if that's the right word, this team has cooked up some shocking upsets on Monday night. Again, going back to that Cowboys 2014 game, I was there, and I just told you a little bit about what actually won that game. And then going back to that Eagles Monday night upset a couple of years ago, and then the Steelers upset during COVID on that Monday evening, another game that I was at. So, you know, like I've just learned in today's sports world that you can never say, like, no chance, never. Is there a great chance? Of course not. But I think the Commanders are going to play with some level of pride. I saw pride at the beginning of last week's game, but once they allowed that quick lightning, quick score at the end of the first half, it almost seemed like it was like they were just completely shot and completely deflated. I think they'll play with a little bit of zip and a little bit of energy and, you know, maybe be able to keep the Chiefs to like 27 points, and everybody will still have a problem with the defense. And I got it. I understand that. But if you keep that Chiefs offense to 27 points, you're going to give yourself a decent chance to win the game. Not likely, but a decent chance to win the game. Now, if you allow 40 plus points, you got no chance. 301-230-0980. I tell you what, Marcus, hang on. We'll get to you. I don't want to cut you off here. I want to give you enough time. So we'll take the time out here. We'll get back on track. The Zabe joins us in about 12, 13 minutes on the other side of 3 o'clock as he makes his return here to Odyssey DC on the Team 980 tomorrow afternoon between noon and 3. So we'll welcome him back. And as well, we have our dueling Super Six Pack before we get on out of here on a Friday afternoon. Good to have you with us on the Team 980. All right, good to have you with us. Wrapping up hour number 2 of the show, Graham. Don't forget, Zabe coming aboard in just a couple of minutes on the other side of 3 o'clock. Let's go out to Vic, line 3, Marcus and Brandywine with us. Round out the hour with Marcus. How are you, Marcus?
Doing well. How you doing?
I'm good, as always. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. I think so. I just, like, I understand the call for the scheme changes and the defensive changes, but I feel like at some point we as consumers of this product, that is the Washington Commanders defense, like, we have to come to a realization that, you know, like, our defense just kind of is what it is, and it has been that way the last couple of seasons. Like, albeit we had this NFC Championship run, but the defense wasn't all that, like, wowing last year either. You know, my thinking of it has kind of been kind of simplified based off of how they performed. And my thing is, you know, you can't really rely on the defense to go out and shut down, you know, take over a game. I mean, if they do, great. But I don't see them doing that night in, night out. But what I do see them doing night in and night out is, you know, they're good for, you know, maybe 2 to 3 stops, you know, whether it be, you know, forcing punts, maybe a turnover on downs. Like, they're good for that. And then my thought goes to, okay, now the offense has to capitalize. Like, that's where it really kind of boils down to me. Like, we know what we're getting out of the defense. So when they go out there and they get you a stop, I feel like at that point, that's time for the offense to capitalize. And if they can do that Monday night, which I'm sure the defense can probably get you 2 or 3 stops, the offense just has to capitalize on that.
You know, now, and Marcus, I think this is a really, 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 really good point. There have been times this year, And this is why I don't blame it all on the defense. Like, I hear my colleagues and I hear a lot of fans say, oh, the defense sucks, the defense sucks. It's all the defense, all the defense, all the defense. No, 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 no. The offense has not been good enough, period. I don't care how many points they're scoring or whatever. First of all, last week they only scored 22 points. Now, granted, I understand Jaden got knocked down, but I mean, they only scored 22 points and they gave Dallas 7. Okay. But the offense has not been good enough consistently running the football. It's not been consistently enough, obviously, in the passing game. We all know some of the reasons for that. It's been a mishmash of injuries, but it has not been good on third down at all, period. In any way, shape, or form. And there have been times, to your point, where the defense has created a three and out, or the rare time that the defense actually gets a turnover on downs or a takeaway, and it's more rare that they get a takeaway than a turnover on down, where they'll get like first and 10 at the 39-yard line of the opponent 2 weeks ago, and they did diddly-poo against the Bears.
They do nothing. Yeah. And that's my issue. And it's like, you know, complimentary football needs to, you know, be taking place for us to have a chance to succeed. I mean, we know what the defensive product is at this point. We know it. Now, as a, you know, as coaches, you always want to be optimistic about what your defense can do. And I get that. That's your job. You're supposed to be optimistic. But as fans, like, I see it. Like, I see it. I've seen it for the last 2 years. And like you just, you know, like I said, and like, you know, kind of mentioned too as well, if we get these stops, which are, you know, sometimes now more so than not are rare to get these three and outs, when we get them, the offense has to capitalize. And that's the only way that I feel like we'll – and we got away with it last year because our offense was firing on all cylinders. But if our offense doesn't capitalize on these rare times that our defense forces these three and outs, then, you know, we're going to be having the same conversation next week and a week after that, regardless of who the opponent is.
No.
So, yeah, it's just my take on it.
Yeah, I got you. No, it's a smart call. Appreciate you as always, Marcus. Thank you. Good to have you with us and good to hear from you. All right, we'll take a timeout here at the top of the hour. Don't forget our Dueling Super Sunday six-pack coming up. Six games against the NFL spread, including the Commanders and the Chiefs, and as well the top six teams in the NFL ranked in order from 1 through 6. But first, we once again say welcome back to the Zabe. He joins us next on the Team 980. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.